Ontario's Liberal Party leader Bonnie Crombie made time for a visit at a downtown Oakville pub last night during her campaign trail. Crombie made time for a short visit to the Queen's Head on Monday night, February 3, 2025. Crombie felt it important to come to attend the pub because Ontario Liberal candidate for Oakville Alison Gohill was hosting an event at the pub and Crombie wanted to join her and speak to Oakville residents about her provincial government plan. Once Crombie stepped into the building, everyone's eyes turned to her and she engaged with dozens of patrons. When she was speaking to patrons of the pub, not a single person took their eyes off of her as they were all fascinated by what she had to say. "This is an unnecessary election," Crombie said. "It's also very expensive at $189 million that could be invested in our health care." Crombie was very adamant at the event that this upcoming provincial election is not needed and that the money spent on the election could go elsewhere. "I think it was called because Doug Ford is clinging to power and he's not worried about protecting jobs, he's only worried about protecting his own job." But Crombie laid out how she is concerned with the basics, as she put it, and told everyone what her three-point plan is. Her first point and what she described as her most important point: making sure that everyone in Ontario has access to a family doctor. Alison Gohill made it a point to recognize that over 23,000 people in Oakville do not have access to a family doctor, and Crombie added that 2.5 million people across the province don't access to one either. "It puts pressure on our hospitals," Crombie said. "Since people don't go to see a family doctor and go to the hospital, the wait is incredibly long and puts a lot of stress on hospitals." Crombie has a plan to invest in Ontario's healthcare system to help get more doctors through medical school and double the number of people through residency programs. "Our top priority is to invest in healthcare. This plan will cost $3 billion," according to Crombie, with the expectation that this will help provide more family doctors to Ontarians that need them. Secondly, Crombie and her team want to make life more affordable for the people of Ontario, and to do that she wants to cut taxes down. Her plan is to lower small business taxes from 3.2% to 1.6% and to lower income tax for those that earn $75,000 or less per year. The income tax will be lowered significantly, as when someone earns $75,000 they will be charged 22% less on their income tax. Lastly, on her three-point plan is affordable housing for Ontarians. Crombie will be removing the hidden taxes that come at the closure of a sale known as development charges. Her team has a fund called the Better Community Fund, which used to be known as the Ontario Building Fund, which will make municipalities like Oakville feel whole. Along with making the municipality's residents happy, this fund will also reduce the cost of building to the developer. A win-win, as put by Crombie. In a community like Oakville's, this could be a savings of $170,000 per home. In addition to these new changes, Crombie will be removing the land transfer tax for seniors, first-time homebuyers, and for non-for-profit organizations. Crombie will also reform the Landlord and Tenant Board. Crombie feels it important to have protection from rent evictions, but also knows how important it is to give landlords a bigger voice. "It just needs to be reformed. We need to appoint more adjudicators and we need to process the backlog of 53,000 cases." Those three topics are the main points in Crombie's plan if she is elected to be Ontario's next premier. She aims to help Ontarians by addressing several key issues that have hurt the province and wants to help Ontario become a better place to live.